Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prophecy Night. Thank God for all those that are able to join me on this hour. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all on the switchboard and those that are listening live on this hour. We do it here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with the help of the Holy Spirit. And whatever God has for me to release to His people will be released on this hour. So once again, I thank you all for joining me. And those that will come later, if you need to personally get in contact with me, you may do so at prophetic.miracleministries@gmail.com. And also you can find me on facebook.com/Ellen Bynum page, lowercase i. I pray that everybody's evening is going well. And if your evening or your day is like mine, you still have a lot to thank God for. Everything possible that you could think of that could happen happened to me today. But I thank God for keeping me for a time like this to be able to bless you all. I just want to say, whatever God has conditioned you into is just another open door through that is about to happen in your life. In other words, when God allows you to go through anything, whatever it may be, one situation out of another, He is setting you up for your next assignment. I say when God is allowing you to go over and over, in and out, round the corner, up and down, He is conditioning you and setting you up for your next assignment. So I pray that that be a blessing to those that are listening. I'm going to open up the phone line. I'm going to open up the phone line to area code 832. And 832 has been with us for quite some time. You don't have to give your name, but just let the people know, you know, what is exactly your question and how I could be a blessing to you. Amen? Amen. Area code 832, God bless you.
God bless you, and thank God to hear your voice this afternoon. And I thank God for bringing me through, because you said another breakthrough, because my grandson lost his grandfather, and my sister Debbie are in the hospital, and we praying that everything would go well with her. And I just thank God, because we are going through, and I know God going to take care of, because He got our back. And so I'm just asking you to just help set me up. It's so good to hear your voice, honey.
Yes, and that's a family to me as well. And, you know, we're going to trust and believe God for that healing as
Amen.
Well on both
Amen.
Ends. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I appreciate you calling me. Letting me know that as well, you know.
Amen.
They say trouble don't last always. That might be so. When you're going through, it seems like forever.
Amen.
You're going to trust God tonight. You be encouraged, and you be blessed as well. Okay?
Thank God so much for you, honey.
Yes, and same thing. Here for you as well. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, that was area code 832. She calls into the show a lot. And she's actually a close family member of mine as well. Area code 910, I see you there. I'm going to take your call momentarily. It's my prayer that what all that God has for you is just for you, and that you receive it in due season. Area code 910. God bless you. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How you been?
Not so good.
What didn't happen since the last time we spoke, I believe.
Ma'am.
Yeah, what has happened?
Well, I was in a relationship for about a year, and it didn't go so well. It was kind of on the abusive type nature. And
okay.
So I had to leave and leave everything behind. And so I'm trying to restart my life and try to get a new job and just trying to rebuild my life back up to get where I need to be, back in with God the way I should be. And, you know, yeah, all that.
Are you in a safe place?
Yeah, I'm with some family
now. No. Don't disclose it. I just wanted to make sure that you was in a safe place. If not,
yeah,
they do have agencies that you can call and they can give you further information to regard to that. I'm glad you say that, baby, because God is not going to let you go through more than what you can handle. He's not. He's not going to do that. And I'm so happy that God was able to step in where nobody got hurt. You know, I know that you might be feeling hurt now, but I don't know if you heard the word of the Lord that whatever God has conditioned you into is just another open door of a breakthrough that God is getting ready to do in your life. Do you have family support at this time?
Do I have what now, huh?
Family support.
Somewhat. And I have friends, I have, you know, family, and I have, you know, friends that I'm close to that, you know, that kind of, you know, help me through it and support me. So they were my friends is basically the one that let me encourage me to leave, you know. So
okay, good, great. Now, you mentioned about church. You have a church house that you can go to?
Not at this time. I'm just here. I haven't gone to any church or anything like that. I haven't been out. You know, I've just been to myself right now. Yeah.
Right. Well, I do have to tell you this because, you know, anytime we get these calls, you know, we have to use wisdom. If you don't have direct access, there's plenty of things on the internet in regards to domestic abuse, domestic violence, resources, and people that you can call to get additional help. Now, I have to tell you that if you feel like your life is threatened, then by all means, I am going to encourage you to also call 911, and they can further help you in regards to order protection. So I do have to tell you that besides prophetically give you the word of God, it's just common sense. So I do have to tell you that. And also, you are your word. So what's happening now is something that God let us go through for so long before he has stepped in and do something, change the situation around, or in fact, in this case, bring you away from where you are at. Now, the most dangerous thing that you can do is go back.
Right.
So if you see where you have no control in regards to that, then I am going to encourage you to seek the outside help in regards to, you could just Google it and you get anything on domestic violence and things like that, agencies, outside help, that will be able to help you. But once again, if you feel like your life is in danger, definitely you have to call 911, okay? That's to protect you. You know, God already spoke. Don't get me wrong. But in this situation, we have to use common sense as well.
Right.
So I do have to tell you that. And you know, it's a process, and you're going to have your good days and your bad days. Just be encouraged. Just be encouraged. Get into that church. Get into that church. I'm sure one of them girlfriends of yours go to church. If not, God will make a way for you to find somebody for you to get back in church. Is your mother with you? Your mother?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
What about your father?
No, he's in a different state than both live.
Okay.
I live in. Yeah.
No. Don't disclose it. Right. For your safety. Okay. Well, if you're able to reach them, you might be embarrassed, but now is the time that you need them. If they are in a condition to help you, if they're not in a condition to help you, then you want to stay with sources that will be able to help you. Okay? So it's very important for you to do that. And I'm going to tell you something. You didn't call. How did you find out about Prophecy 9?
Oh, well, I'm a friend of yours on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay,
you know what I want you to do? I gave my email. Don't inbox me on Facebook. But I want you to email me at propheticmiracleministries@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I'm going to share something else with you.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
But I'm not going to disclose that. Just send an email letting me know that you give permission for me to call your personal number for ministry business only, okay? So just let me know that.
Okay.
And I want you to give me also an update and let us call back into the show and let us know how you're doing. But I do believe that the hand of God, is any children involved?
My children are—they're grown. They're good. Yeah, they're living with me. So it was just me and him.
Okay. Well, I believe that the hand of God is on you right now. I ask God to protect you. I ask His blood to cover your coming in and your going out. I ask God to walk with you. I ask God to speak with you. I ask God to lead you. I ask God to guide you. I ask God to control that mind and touch your heart right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Father, you say that her footsteps have been ordered by the Lord. And we're going to believe that tonight, God, that there will be peace in this situation. Peace with her. Peace even with the boyfriend. That he will get the help that he needs. And that she would get the help that she needs to protect her, so she never have to keep looking over her shoulders, worrying if this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Father, line her up with the correct resources that will be a blessing to her life. Father, I ask this right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, and thank God.
Amen.
Like I say, if you need the resources, all you have to do, it's just Google domestic abuse, domestic violence, that those forces will come up. And once again, if your life is being threatening, I'm definitely encouraging you to call 919-911 and to seek police protection. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you, and thank you for calling into the show as well. Yes, and I love you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime, baby.
All right.
Amen. Amen. What a beautiful spirit. If you all are listening, not those in the switchboard, but those that are listening live, she didn't call this show by mistake. I just thank God for sending her here. Not so much that she would receive a word from the Lord, but the Lord sent her to a safe haven. And if you just want to be live, I have to give this word that God has gave me for the opening of Prophecy Night. God said whatever condition he has placed you in is just another open door of a breakthrough. God said when he allow you to go through anything, he is only setting you up for your next assignment. I say when God is allowing you to go through something, he's setting you up for your next assignment. And I tell you something, that was definitely proof of that being a needed word, whatever your code 832 and area code 910 and even with me. That word was for me too. And I'm sure those that are listening via internet, that was a word for you to hear also. Now, I don't have any more callers in a call box, but I hear Kirk. I don't know. So Donnie McClurkin. I hear his song. Are we fall down? But we get up. We fall down. But we get up. At least that's the verses I hear. We fall down. But we get up. For the same, just the sinner who fell down. Hallelujah. And get back up. God is telling you tonight to get up. God is saying, I know you have fallen. God said, get up. God said, get up. Life is not over. This is for me too, people that are listening. God says you will fall, but getting up is the key to life. God said getting up is the key to living. God said getting up is the key to your faith. God is showing me the woman who has an issue of blood. I'm not going to go through the story, but just Google it. The woman who had an issue of blood for so many years. God says she fell down. But when she fell down, God says she fell with faith. And when she got up, she was healed of her bleeding condition. We fall down, but we get up, we fall down, but we get up. Got to tell yourself, it's going to happen. This is for somebody. No, you ain't tuned in to no singing rehearsal. This is prophetically still a release from God for somebody. You can get up. It's not over. As I stretch my hands tonight, I'm stretching my hands in two locations for the two callers. I'm praying for peace because I do see a spirit of confusion, a spirit of hostility, a spirit of arguing, a spirit of confusion. And I'm praying tonight that there'll be a breakthrough on the two callers, a breakthrough that even for those that are listening live, not everybody calling, but a breakthrough. See, no longer can we blame it on the enemy. But we have to begin to activate the word of God when we are attacked by the enemy, that it may be manifest, that it will do what it has been sent for to do when we are going through. Don't waste your time blaming him. You already know it's him. Spend more time in asking God, how can I show proof of your word, and how can it be active in my life today? And God will do exactly that. It's not too late. Dust yourself off and get up. And know that the hands of God is still with you. I'm going to take one last call, and I'm going to close out this show, and I'm going to open up to area code 601. God bless you tonight. Area code 601. Okay, I'm going to give her time enough to call back. Her call was dropped, so hopefully she'll call back in because if the Lord put her in so quickly, there was a reason for that. You know, I often don't spend too much time saying that it's a time for prayer, because that's something that we should be doing anyhow. But nevertheless, there is a time for change. And change cannot happen until we line ourselves up in faith and trusting and believing God that change can happen. Whatever we are facing, whatever we are going through, God is waiting right there for it to change. God is right there saying, I'm waiting on you. Whenever you're ready, I've been ready. I'm waiting on you tonight. So, do trust and believe God for that. I send my prayers out to area code 601. God keep you. God watch over you, and God protect you. I ask that right now in Jesus' name. And my two callers, I want you to be encouraged, because what you have spoken tonight has blessed somebody on the air. It might not tell you, but it has blessed somebody on the air. And that's what the word of God is all about, that God get the glory. God is speaking the word. God is downloading the word in the prophet's mouth, and you're receiving it, and you're receiving him. Find a church. Find a Bible-believing practice church where your soul can be revived and can be renewed. I love you all. I am here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If I have given you instructions, please follow those instructions. If you do not follow those instructions, neither will I. And that's just the way it goes. The word of God is very important. I also sent prayers out to Tammy, because that name just came up, Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, or T-A-M-M-I-E, may God keep her and cover her with the blood. Again, God bless you all. Thank you for those in the switchboard. Thank you for those that are listening live via internet. Lord, we thank you for area code 601. She didn't come back. And we thank you for Tammy. God bless you all. I see you, God willing, on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all.